Hello and welcome to episode 86 of the Repost Exchange podcast. You're here with me, Jazz Robinson, from the Repost Exchange team. It's nice to see you and welcome back. I hope you're well, whether you've been making new tracks or just finding new artists to love. This month, I've been listening to all your tracks in the Repost Exchange charts and campaigns to see what you've been producing. And here it is, some of my favourite tracks made by Repost Exchange members and released on SoundCloud. Coming up, we've got tracks from Formula 6, Mike Large, Curtin and loads more. Then later on, you can catch my interview with Brooklyn-based songwriter and artist Jay Blazin. You can now listen to our podcast on all your favourite platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music and Spotify, featuring the best new music coming through Repost Exchange and SoundCloud. Make sure to subscribe and keep spreading the word. Leave us a nice message, leave us a nice rating, and we'll love you even more than we do already. That's enough from me for now. Time to start off with some music. This is Brybourne Official with Dire King.
Yeah. in chemistry. Okay, this is arts.
Yeah, life takes balance, it's a tightrope. Gotta keep on walking forward, try not to look back. Shopping sprees on Sunday evenings, what I spent them racks for. Then I went and spent another rack up on the package, but that balance, yeah. Balance, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, balance, yeah. Balance, 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 yeah. Then I had to go and drip it down in that Balenciaga. It's a real X-Men, it's a ball. Told that book will take a nap. Don't lie. I record our bedrooms, do it to my dreams, yeah. Do it till they come true. I don't even know you, just seen you in my rear view. Let you get behind me, yeah. Kicking out that dirt, yeah. Yeah, good luck trying to find me, yeah. Life takes balance, it's a tightrope. Gotta keep on walking forward, try not to look back, yeah. Shopping sprees on Sunday evenings, what I spent them racks for. Then I went and spent another rack up on the package, bought that balance, yeah. Balance, 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 yeah. Then I had to go and drip it down in that Balenciaga. It's a real X-Men, it's a bond, told that book will take a lot.
Gotta keep my balance, standing on my 10 toes. Tommy, yo, what's happening? We gon' make it happen. Never get to acting. New era niggas, all these niggas, they be capping. Rockin' before waist, I be rockin' latest fashion. Shooters on the court, let us call for our passion.
First and death for the scene, it's a horror show. Better get it how you live for that bankroll. You better know, you're gon' know. Double cap and won't stop, we gon' ball to the top. Your shawty know, she gon' go. For the racks in this bitch like it's stacks and get rich. We just a younger with a dream, not doing for the team. We was swerving like the lights, he dirty with a beam. So what you do it for, my young niggas I do it for. I let general, your team ain't looking pitiful.
Life takes balance, it's a tightrope. Gotta keep on walking forward, try not to look back though. Shopping sprees on Sunday evenings, what I spent them racks for. Then I went and spent another rack up on the package, bought that balance, yeah. Balance, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, balance, yeah. Balance, 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 yeah. Then I had to go and drip it down in that Balenciaga. It's a real X-Men, it's a bond, told that book will take a lot.
That track was Word with Balance featuring Skinny Hardaway. Love the like chilled vibes on it. Before that was Indicut by Formula 6. And like, I've got such a soft spot for a bit of funk. Absolutely love that. First track was Brybone Official with Daya King. It was produced by Ninefalls. And I love how hard they went on that track. Now it's time to join Toby to see what's going on in the Repost Exchange chart as of the 28th of March, 2024.
The X chart.
At number 10, it's Adrian Blur with A Long Night.
10.
At number 9, it's BSG Damo with Karma.
9.
At number 8, it's Comestead with Throw Hands.
8.
Number 7, it's Exclusive Class with That Body.
7.
Oh yeah, she got that body, woo yeah. She shaped like pottery, yeah, yeah. Stole my heart, it's a robbery, woo yeah. Might walk her up possibly.
At number 6, it's Mendenhall with Let It Rain.
6.
So let it rain.
Number 5 is Absolute Dancer with Violet Flamingo.
Five.
And number 4 is Hugo Daniel with Simple Fool. Number 3, it's the Staturax remix of Amy Britannia's Metaverse.
3.
At number 2, it's Chris Drabble with Shadow Dreams.
2.
Number 1 is Pretty Tony with We On.
Next up, it's Keta Cat with Like That.
I wanna dance. Fight mode, so stand back. If I know I'm right, I'm gon' stand pat like say Jack. Dismantle a pack. Don't really care what I can say. I am my own sensei. Don't give a fuck what your friends say. They paid to buy your freedom with the allowance you give them. And now it's your silence that they were relying on to finish the job they were given. Oh, what a wondrous feeling to be awake while most of y'all comatose. I promise to always go toe-to-toe, giving resistance music and quotables. Still haven't hit in my quota though. This shit gon' be double disc. Too many feathers to ruffle and not enough tracks to only make one of this. So start it and keep the tape running. We ain't done until someone is stopping the scene. Children is dying, old men are lying. Time for us now to topple regimes. I guess you can now call me Paulo, cause I'm the new capo it seems. I'm chasing you down in your dreams, ready to hunt, tear open the seams. Devour the rich. I think it is time to devour the rich. What the fuck is you finna do when I call you down like the principal? Spitting bars like the rent is due. Good God, you claim I'm annulling your rhetoric. and blame Islamic terrorists while America bombs on average 46 times a day. So who is the real terrorist? Americans need to get a grip and come to terms with who we is, or I don't think we get through this. But I do think the truth is we're stronger than we realize. We refuse to kneel to these old guys who spew lies, whose boots fit so perfect on your neck. You love it, you covet convenience, but this is our weakness. They've seen this, these leeches, they teach us this meanness on big screens and speeches where fear is all they preach us. Where's Jesus? Y'all need him. Y'all talk of life and its meaning, but close your eyes to horrors unfolding. I know that y'all seen them. Don't pretend to not have or fake care for hostage when millions they got trapped and bombing them like rats to devour the rich.
So that was Mike Large with Devour the Rich. Like, absolutely love the cadence of his voice, very, very smooth. Before that was Incantation by Stemily. Those like repetitive harmonies are like really special, really gets it in the zone. First track was Kedekat with Like That. The vocal processing on that is absolutely fire. For anyone who might be wondering what Repost Exchange is all about, it's a way for artists to grow their SoundCloud engagement organically, a way to meet and network with others and increase engagement on their tracks. The Repost Exchange community now has over 400,000 SoundCloud artists, labels and channels. Reposts via Re:X are reaching over 30 million people every day. It's completely free to sign up at repostexchange.com, or you can search Repost Exchange on the app or Play Store. As promised, we have a special treat for you. If you use the code RICHES86, it will unlock either a discount or free credits for you. That code again is RICHES86, all in capital letters and with the number 86 at the end. Make sure to tune into future Repost Exchange podcasts for exclusive offers, announcements, discounts and free codes. Up next is this episode's member interview with Brooklyn-based artist and performing arts pro, Jay Blazin.
I can hear the... I can tell you're in New York. I can hear the...
I'm like, I get so used to it that it's like white noise. Yeah.
I noticed one of your tracks in the Repost Exchange charts, I think. So how did you start making music?
Well, yeah, I mean, honestly, when I first started making music, I was actually working with one of my closest friends. Like, he just had found a beat and then he just needed help like writing and just finishing up this song for this idea he had. And so I was, you know, just working at a school. I was an admin there, and you know, I was just mostly just like focusing on, you know, just work. But I was just like, you know, I have an artistic background, so I was like, yeah, I'll help you finish writing this song and help him finish write the song. And it was pretty good, and I started being like, okay, you know what, I kind of want to do this again. I kind of want to write some more, you know, music. And then the pandemic happened, and so I had all the time in the world, because it just like my job got a whole lot easier. You know, I had time to just be like, you know what, I'm just going to write songs. You know, I'm going to try to think outside the box and just, you know, write whatever comes to mind. I wrote like about like 30 songs, and I released like my first single in 2021. You know, it's just like, you know, because I'm just like, hey, you know, it's just for fun and just to see how, you know, it's received. And after it was pretty well received, I was like, okay, you know what, I actually really enjoy this. This is like, this makes me really happy. You know, I want to see how far I can push my creativity. And so with every single that I've released, I feel like I've been getting better and learning a whole lot more. And so I got up to Dressed Up, which I'm actually really happy to see like how it's being received right now. So it's like, it's really cool. It's been quite a journey, and I'm just getting started.
So what's the music scene like in Brooklyn?
Yeah, like it's very, I'm still learning all the stuff, like, you know, because I have friends who are very into, like, you know, I have a very, you know, wide variety taste in music. So there's been, like, you know, I have friends who do, like, punk rock music, and so they, like, just recently they had this whole event called Punk Island that was really cool. I just went to the Harlem Pride event where there was like a lot of LGBTQ rappers, singers, like such a variety of performers there. So it's just like, I feel like the scene in Brooklyn is just like, you know, you could definitely find many different places for you to, you know, really, you know, find many different types of music. It's just like, it's this huge variety. So I'm just like, I'm trying to, like, right now I'm just enjoying making music before and trying to get inspiration from people who have been performing and everything, so that I can, you know, get an idea of, like, who am I as a performer before I start doing gigs and stuff. But as of right now, yeah, I'm still very fresh and new to the music scene, so it's just like I'm learning as I go.
It's definitely interesting when you particularly, like, post pandemic as well, people mm-hmm. who have come out as artists and stuff since then. It's a slightly different, world to how it used to be. And I think that's the nice thing about, like, being online. Like, you can start to sort of curate and build your fan base, you know, before.
Right.
And have a bit of a better idea and get better feedback on who you are mm-hmm. as a performer and who you are as an artist, before you sort of go and stand in front of real life people. Which is fun but terrifying.
Yeah, after the pandemic, it kind of lit a spark in me to be like, oh wow, like, no, this is what I really love. Like, singing music was like my first love, so I was just like, I need to get back to this. I need to, you know, if there's ever a time to do it, now is the time. And so I'm embracing all of, you know, what it is to be an independent artist, because of just learning how to promote. Like, even with Repost, like, what I love about Repost is because it's like, okay, this makes marketing my music. I get to, you know, share it to people who actually appreciate music, who love music, who are making music. And then also get to, you know, hear about, you know, new upcoming artists and people who are, you know, I haven't heard from before, and maybe possibly collaborating. So it's just like, it's brand new for me, so it's very exciting. So I'm just like, I just can't wait to, you know, do more.
Here at Repost Exchange, we like to know what you guys have been listening to, and mm-hmm. you've brought a track along.
Yes,
by guess who?
Stefan Manu. Yeah, I was just like, yo, that's why I love Repost so much, because it's like you find some hidden gems. Like, this is like a diamond in the rough. Like, you know, because I'm very much really into, like, if you see a lot of my songs, like, I love mixing genres together. And, you know, if I'm doing R&B, yeah, I want to rap on a record too, you know. Or, you know, I also have released some Afrobeats tracks, you know, but still giving it like a pop sound. What I really loved about mm-hmm. this song is that, like, yeah, it's just like, there's like a lot of contrasting feels. Like, it's very vibey and it's very smooth, and then it hits hard. It's called Breakup Sex by Stefan Manu. Like, I was just like, oh, this is cool. This sounds real good.
Yeah, I thought I'd be wrong if I said I don't want you.
We come from darkest fire. It's the wrong way, yeah. I guess this is goodbye. Yeah. It's our last night together. Before we go our separate ways. But I still want you here with me. Yeah, you asked for one last drink. Yeah. Burn me to feel less. Yeah, didn't know.
shit, why you already know? Why I wanna to come over? Yeah, baby, you already know. Yeah, yeah, why shouldn't I be coming over? Yeah. Yeah. Part of me to feel less, yeah. Didn't know that it would be this stuff.
So how did you find out about Repost Exchange?
Like, I was like marketing, because I was like, I have no idea how to, you know, do the marketing side. I've been trying my best. And so I was like, okay, you know, I was utilizing Repost to just be like, okay, all right, cool. This is how, you know, you utilize, you get credits. You just like, you know, I share your music, you share mine. And it's just been great. And I love using this as a vehicle to, you know, get my music heard, because that's all you really want to do. I feel like, you know, my focus has been like, I just want to be heard and find my audience and find the people who just like, you know, listen to my music and they're just like, oh yeah, I get it. Because it's like, you know, it took, one thing that I noticed is that it took me a while to even realize that I'm like, oh, maybe I got something here. Because, you know, you could be in a place, like as an artist, you could be, you know, in an area where people just don't get it. They probably just don't, you know, vibe with your music as much, but that doesn't mean that it's not, you know, it's any less good, you know. So it's just always just trying to find your audience and really putting yourself out there as much as you can. And so that's been my focus. I'm just like, all right, like I'm utilizing social media, I'm utilizing all these great promotional vehicles to see, you know, where I can go. And then I feel like, you know, when it comes time to doing like live performances and gigs, I think that's just going to be, you know, another thing to just like really get my music out there. So yeah, I'm really excited for all that.
So we're gonna play your track Dressed Up. So yes. Do you want to tell me a bit about how this track came about?
Right. Like, okay. So I, you know, when the writing process starts, I'm always just like, okay, like, what can I write a song about? And I said, like, you know, I'll kind of want to write a song about dressing up and just like not caring, you know, what you wear and whatever. I got the hook first where it's just like, you know, I'm dressing up tonight. Like, and, you know, a lot of people say like dress to impress, and I'm just like, yo, I'm dressing up tonight like I've fallen in love. Like, what does that look like? You know, it's more of like a self-confidence type of thing, like dressing to the nines and tens across the boards. Like I got the hook like immediately and was just like, okay, but these verses, because at first, you know, because I'm a singer, I was just like, okay, like, you know, I started singing the verses and I was just like, I don't know, it's not hidden as much, because of like the song is like, it has a disco vibe, and you know, when hip hop, you know, started off with disco. So I was just like, you know what, let me give like an old school flow, like rapping on the verses instead of singing. And I feel like that will be a nice contrast between, like, you know, you know, I'm hitting, you know, spin bars, and then it's like all of a sudden I'm singing for the chorus. So I've, you know, once I figured that out, I was like, oh yeah, this is good. Like, I wanted to give like an old school Will Smith type of sound for the verse, and then like, you know, singing and giving vocals at the end. Yeah, just to give like a whole production. So it was really fun making this song. You know, at times I was just like, oh, this could be a little bit of cringe, a little bit cringy, but it's like, no, this is just fun. It's just like, it's about dancing. It's just like, you know, when you listen to my music, you gotta lose yourself. You gotta lose yourself to it, because it's like, you know, it starts off, it's like, bah, 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 ding. Like, you know, it's just like immediately, you know, if you ain't vibing for it, it's just like, yo, switch the song off, because it's like, it's not for you. Yes, this is Jay Blazin, and this is my song, Dressed Up.
Gucci and TC. Balenciaga, Escada, Miyake, Dolce and Gabbana, and Fendi. But I love the fancy robe that touched to my toes. I wear nothing under those. What's up? Suited up, tied up, I could look like a gentleman. But you bitches know my temperament. Doesn't matter what I wear, who cares? I'm winning in life, and I'm winning in style. Dressed with a smile, with an extra mile, strut with a bounce like you got pounds within the gown. Louis Vuitton, we dress like a couture. Prada and Dior shut down the store. I be dripping in the fit to make the party lit. To blow them all a kiss, one look, you can tell I don't miss.
I'm dressing up tonight like I'm falling in love. We dressed up to the nines and then across the boards. If you wanna be catching bodies, know that I like it when you dress up. I know I'm feeling it, touching your body, know that it's gonna get dressed up.
Straight from Kenya. I'm looking for Wakanda. I'm looking at star. Dream big, shine bright. All the stars are closer. Locks like a Rasta. I'm the master. For the culture, diaspora, we rockin' Kara. Crown top thrown by Francis Gray.
House of the guru, out where we stay.
I be drippin' in the face to make the party lit. To blow them all a kiss, one look. You can tell I don't
care.
Hollywood Big Shot's gonna give you what you want.
Too late, they start shooting in a week.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
Ooh, is that nervous?
Yeah, they're burning it down, turning around for me.
That was Azander with Bossy. Not gonna lie, absolutely love his sound. Before that was Dressed Up by Jay Blazin, such like an energetic vibe. Definitely give me those Will Smith vibes. Jay Blazin brought along Break Up Sex by Stephen Manu and produced by Hido the Goat. Definitely bringing the heat with that track there. That's nearly all from me. You can come and find us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, X and Threads.
I want to thank Jay Blazin and all of the Repost Exchange members for letting me play their tracks. Thanks also to the legend that is Toby for his excellent production work. But most of all, I want to thank you for listening. Make sure to tune in next time to see what we've been up to. Last track of the show is Curtain with Collision Caused. It has a bass line in it that just goes so hard. I know you're going to love it. This is me, Jazz, at Repost Exchange, signing off. I hope you have a great week.